The Republican running for the 46th Senate District says her conservative fiscal approach is what's needed in Springfield.
The state of Illinois needs more honesty, integrity, and learn to live within their means instead of learning to or constantly taxing their way out of debt.
That's Tazewell County Treasurer Mary Burris. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for On Deck on WCBU comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes, including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.
Today is Wednesday, October 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission and CityLink are hosting a virtual community workshop as part of the planning process to develop a plan to expand Central Illinois public transit. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter explains.
The Gray Area Mobility Enhancement and Expansion Study will outline mobility for need-based service expansions and funding analysis to prioritize limited transit operation funding. Hannah Martin, transportation planner for the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, says that there is a large segment of the community where the transportation services are lacking compared to more urbanized areas.
We actually have close to 87,000 people who don't have a dedicated public transportation service to take them from where they live in what the census considers to be like an urban area and go into another urban area.
Martin says many cope with a lack of independence due to transportation disparities.
It's just the ability that, you know, you can go where you need to go and do so independently. I think everybody having that sense of independence and control over their own life is important and definitely something that gets a lot harder to do as you get older.
Martin says that the best way to find a proper solution to this issue is through community involvement and discussion.
I think as we move forward, we're looking now to figure out what those solutions are to provide mobility. We want people to be a part of the solution.
Martin says that there are two virtual workshops that the public can attend at both 12 and 6 p.m. on October 21st. Both lunchtime and evening presentations will be recorded and posted to Tri-County's website. For more information, visit wcbu.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Efforts to train the Peoria area workforce to fill job gaps continue amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Basketball and other high school winter sports are still awaiting a decision on whether the upcoming season can proceed. And the Farmington City Council has given its support to the Hanna City Trail Project. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The race for the 46th Senate is shaping up to be the most heated local race of this election cycle. Democratic State Senator Dave Kaler faces Republican Tazewell County Treasurer Mary Burris for the seat. Tim Shelley recently caught up with Burris to learn more about her candidacy.
We have got to stop taxing our way out of debt. We have to learn to live within our means. I am very honored to be the treasurer for Tazewell County the last 10 years. It is a very conservative, frugal county. That's what they make us do. The state of Illinois needs more honesty, integrity, and learn to live within their means instead of learning to or constantly taxing their way out of debt. The corruption has got to stop. Every time you turn around, there's some other different kind of corruption that is happening here in Illinois. We've got to stop it. We've got to stand up and let our voice be heard.
And you've been pretty outspoken as well about the closure of the several power plants in this district. And I mean, where do you stand on all of this?
Well, I am not for the plants to be closed and putting people out on the street. There's no work for them right now. Don't get me wrong about green energy, solar and wind farms, but the jobs aren't there. He literally is closing plants and letting them out on the street and nowhere for them to go, nowhere. We have to at least have something for them to go to, and it's not there. No, that is not right for the 46th District, to put people out on the street with nowhere to go.
And what do you also do for the communities? Like, I guess Canton's probably a big example that, you know, that power plant was their main source of property taxes. So now the school district's got a $2 million deficit. I mean, how do you go about addressing that?
That is part of the issue, because as being Tazewell County Treasurer, I have said all along, when businesses close, when businesses leave the state of Illinois, your taxing bodies, they don't lower their levy. You and I will be picking that up, and that is exactly what will be happening. You and I will be picking up that amount of taxes, once again, taxing their way out of debt.
Where do you stand on the progressive income tax on the ballot this year?
Good question, and I am not for the progressive income tax. I think it gives legislators an open checkbook. They can raise taxes whenever they want. They say it'll be over $250,000, people making that amount of money. I disagree. I think that those people that are making that kind of money will leave. They'll take their businesses with them. It is one more way for them to tax their way out of debt. The last two big tax raises, I can't tell you where the money went. Senator Kaler was the last sighting vote in 2011 that was supposed to be for a temporary income tax hike, and it was for years still there, and now it is permanent. So I am definitely not against or not for the progressive tax, and for the governor to then threaten that there will be a 20% increase, that's a threat, and he should not be doing that to the people of Illinois.
That was Tim Shelley's conversation with Mary Burris, the Republican candidate for the 46th Senate District. Tune in tomorrow to hear his conversation with State Senator Dave Kaler, the incumbent. As a public radio fan, you already know there's no subscription fee for this podcast or to listen to or read our stories. Everyone can access this essential public service thanks to community support. The Fall Fund Drive is almost over, and we're only halfway to meeting the goal. We're asking everyone who can to please help keep this podcast alive and well. Contribute at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the Peoria Art Guild, offering a variety of classes including drawing classes, pottery, printmaking, and more. Classes now open for registration for all ages. Details at peoriaartguild.org.